So I'm told you do questions again after these, which I'm excited about, so. It's a great question. I don't think I have an answer for it, but I can tell you, the real answer is it took 9 years. And so it's easy over 9 years to convince yourself that 500 pages have to go. I mean, I've already talked about this elsewhere, so I have no problem talking about it now, especially since we're in school. This book originally had a different publisher, and they bought this idea. That's all they bought. I think they bought 7 pages worth of an idea. I think maybe 3 years after that, I handed in something close to that 500-page thing. And they said, well, not quite, do another draft. And so I did another draft. They said, no, we didn't know this was what you were going to do. There were formal issues with it, but there were also, we disagreed about what the book was supposed to be. Partly, they didn't understand why Levi was in it. They were expecting me to do a kind of general nonfiction book about Yucca Mountain. I told them that I never would write that kind of book, though we certainly should have one, but it just wouldn't be something that I would do. So we parted ways, but it was, I mean, this isn't really a helpful answer, but it's the answer, I think. It was that kind of, and this was a publisher that I assume any writer in the room would want to be published by. I thought I had, made it. So that kind of kick in the teeth made me look at those 500 pages, which I was telling Ander. He didn't tell you the whole rumor or the whole story. It was ridiculous formally. Those 500 pages consisted of 9 paragraphs. That's stupid. That's just dumb. Because, in that little bit about the nines, I had convinced myself that 9 was the, principal formal issue in the book. And that is the only thing about 9 that still exists in the book. But it took, again, I have no problem admitting this, it took 2 years of not writing, feeling really sorry for myself, wanting to quit, I almost quit my job teaching because I said, I have no right to teach if I can't, figure out how to put this book together. It was, they were stupid years. I can't tell you how I started trimming, except to say it was that helped me see more clearly the problems with the book. It also their confusion about why Levi should be a part of this. Because Levi influences the structure of the book. He influences the way that the book leaps from subject to subject, especially toward the last third of the book. They're saying, we just don't get this, we don't think he belongs in here, that made me, despite the fact that they rejected the book, clarify for myself why he needed to be a part of it. So again, that's not useful because I know you can't set out to find a publisher in hopes that they fire you so that you learn an important lesson. But it really is what happened to me. But I can't actually, because my perspective at this point on the book is, I have none at the moment. I can't really explain to you, how I started trimming away. But there really wasn't a moment where I said, this is the form. It was just a matter of finally, I guess, being able to see it for what it was, which was it was in a form that really was only appealing to my nerdy interest in form, rather than a form that was actually servicing the story. And while I teach endlessly the importance of understanding your form, and especially because students come to the university I teach at, thinking that I'm just going to be a candy store and that we can all run wild and play willy-nilly with form, I tend to be a lot less permissive about form, and I tend to emphasize with them and more strictly than I think my colleagues, that they understand why they're making the formal choices they're making, and that the form is servicing the story, or hopefully working in conjunction, mimetically with their argument. So, despite that, it took a while for me to understand that the form needed to do something other than just challenge me. Challenge me to put together 100-page paragraphs that, function the way a paragraph is supposed to function. I'm just going to start spinning if I try to keep this going. I can think more and maybe talk to you after about some of the specifics, but yes. You.
Yeah, I'm trying to affirm this question. So one point is the story about the way and the other is about the mountain, and really the connection is really in a way. When did you decide that you could not leave my home? When did you make the decision?
Well, partly I'm stubborn. That helped. But I think I could answer as I said before I started, I was already in town researching Yucca and on the side researching Levi and learning in that process everything else about suicide in that town, and also while trying to figure out who Levi was, finding that city officials not only didn't want to give me information about Levi's death, but they simply didn't want to talk about suicide at all. There's a very long section of the book that just sort of details how people were refusing to speak with me and about the problem of suicide. And I suppose it was the fact that both were getting in my blood at the same time that they, again, not very practically useful as advice, but they eventually just naturally felt like the same issue. And so still, I'm not entirely sure which is a metaphor for what. It's incredibly crude for me to suggest that Levi is a metaphor for what was happening with Yucca, or Yucca is a metaphor for what may have been going on with Levi and suicide in general in Las Vegas. But that's how I think of them. I think of them as speaking to each other atmospherically. I'm not answering your question. I understand that, but... Yeah. Oh, well, it's when they said Levi doesn't belong in here, and I dug my heels in saying, yes, he does. But I suppose it's when you know, it's when they said, well, then, you know, screw you, but goodbye. And I think it was a bit of stubbornness where I you know, then spent a long time, you know, either trying to prove them wrong or just, you know, clarifying for myself why he needed to be a part of that book. There's, you know, I can't give you a specific, I apologize for that. I should be able to answer that, but I can't. I'll think more about that and talk to you after. If you
want to. We can do one more question.
Yes. I hope I can answer.
It's a yes or
no. Okay.
Did you write down the warning on the gold machine for your in-laws opinion, or did you go back to get that later? I was wondering about those details.
Well, I went to the Stratosphere pretty quickly. I think, you know, he died on a Saturday. I learned about it that Saturday night. I started worrying about it that Saturday night. I think I was probably there. I'd never been to the Stratosphere before. I think I was probably there that Sunday and then just kept going. So I was probably collecting information for a while. Then I left town. But then returned to continue doing more research. So, I can answer this. It wasn't until later that I knew the path that he had taken through the hotel. So, I don't know exactly how much later, but it was months later that I actually knew where he went, on his way to the tower. So it's then that I actually retraced his steps and wrote down everything I could find. Does that answer that? That is easy. All right.